This is Dana Whalen for WNPR News. There hasn't been regular commercial airline service to southeastern Connecticut this century, but there's an effort underway to change that. The Connecticut Airport Authority is talking to southeastern Connecticut businesses, gauging the level of interest in a resumption of scheduled flights to and from Groton New London Airport. Airport Authority Director Kevin Dillon says once he's gathered the information, he can present it to the airlines.
When I can walk into an airline and show a sizable travel budget in the aggregate from a number of sizable businesses in that section of the state, that's a powerful argument to make to an airline.
And Dillon says there are other possible enticements for the carriers and for passengers.
We have adequate facilities at the airport. An airport like Groton New London at this point could probably provide free parking.
Groton New London Airport has retained what's known as a Part 139 certification, which allows it to provide scheduled service for planes carrying 9 to 31 passengers. That means it wouldn't be able to offer long-haul flights, but might be able to serve closer airports like Philadelphia or Washington.
We believe, for example, there's a lot of synergies between the area and Washington, D.C., because of the presence of Electric Boat and the Coast Guard Academy. In a lot of respects, we're trying to collect information from the casinos as to where they believe potential customer bases are. So that's the information we'll be looking for to supplement what we believe could be some very viable services.
Dillon says business travel would be the basis for starting scheduled service, but he sees possibilities for recreational travelers as well. As for how it might affect current service at Bradley International Airport in Windsor Locks and at T.F. Green Airport in Warwick, Rhode Island, each about an hour's drive away.
We do not believe, Bradley's traffic would be impacted in any meaningful way by promoting service at Groton New London. As to the impact of T.F. Green, that remains to be seen as to what level of commercial service could actually be established at Groton New London.
There's no timetable for when any new service might start. For WNPR, I'm Dana Whalen.